551-0225 or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
It's that time of year again, where an afternoon thunderstorm can pop out of nowhere, bringing damaging winds and power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters and stoves no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/rebates. Now that's fuel for good.
It's important that you feel supported by us, Brad. We support you. We support civil rights. Hell, we'll support any of the rights you want, as long as it boosts our profit margin. Just don't ask us to raise the minimum wage, provide better health care, or hire more CEOs of color. That would be a real drag for us. So, ignore the fact that our behind-closed-door contributions actually finance the police state and gerrymandering politicians, and focus on this lip service we're doing. Good luck. And keep buying. Brand. Sales matter.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
I'm Rich Dennison. The first of three presidential debates gets underway at 9 Eastern tonight in Cleveland, Ohio, with one of the six topics scheduled for discussion involving the candidates' records.
There will also be questions on the economy, the Supreme Court, race and violence in cities, and election integrity. With protests expected, the Ohio National Guard will be on hand to assist local authorities.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. A new study suggests a link between coronavirus and increasing suicide rates within the military.
New data from the U.S. military services suggests military suicides are up 20% this year compared to last. The Army spiked 30% from 88 suicides last year to 114 this year. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy told the AP that behavioral health issues have spiked since the spring.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. America is listening to Fox News.
They've spiked everywhere since the spring, not just in the military. That's bad. 403.
There is an awful test for COVID. Q-tip up your beak. Test results can take a week. That's too late, and it irritates your nostrils. It was fun to have it done, but Canada just made a new test for COVID-19.
Babylon Bee, they already have a story out. CNN pre-debate poll shows Biden clearly won the debate, 98% to 2. I've always looked at this. The real danger for Trump is not coming off as a bully with this pathetic old man who has no business running for this position. Is clearly, it's a new term we learned in 2020, the lid. They call a lid on the campaign. In other words, nothing's happening. Well, they've been doing this at 9:30 in the morning. And if his stamina can't get past 9:30, and that's like out of half the days of September, he's done this. I guess it's a conspiracy, but the thought is, he's in his stage of dementia. Their hours of clarity are limited, and they change depending on the sleeping pattern. So the theory says that they're keeping him awake and letting him sleep at certain times, hoping that this window tonight will be those couple of hours where he'll be okay. They have obviously not agreed to any drug testing, which I think is because there's nothing in Trump. Trump doesn't drink. He doesn't do drugs. He eats Big Macs. he might test positive for one of those.
Maybe the secret sauce or something.
Joe, God only knows. You look at, and I watch stress-free TV whenever I can, because I get enough of this here. Look, it's 4:05. Forehead's already sweating, and I've had two meltdowns. So I'm sure there you see these new medicines advertised. There's one starts with an F, I think, that helps people remember better. Farzinga, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm noticing, I actually wrote a magazine column about it much earlier in the year called Funny Farm, the way they depict us. And wouldn't you know it, God took his revenge on me.
Uh oh.
Because one of the commercials I critiqued was for a medication called Anoro. Because they always show these people attending these benign festivals. Everybody is in great shape and they're older. They're like boomers, but they all look like they still have robust love lives and they dress incredibly well. And the commercials always have them standing in front of a white backdrop where the commercial begins, and then the camera pans out and they make their pitch for Anoro, and then the person walks off to rejoin the benign festival they're attending. That's the stuff my doctor put me on.
He put you on that?
Yeah. It expands the lung capacity. I guess that's what it does. I'm a Hawk Show toast, not a doctor. Also on BabylonBee.com, a funny picture of Joe wearing a Trump 2020 mask.
Oh, really?
A bombshell report reveals Christians believe Christian things.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. And we're not supposed to do that,
amazing.
Are we?
Amazing.
My favorite of recent vintage, though, was state that has no electricity mandates electric cars.
Yeah.
The windmills, they're not getting it done, man. The solar panels are frying thousands. So are the windmills are killing a lot of birds, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not producing enough energy to break away, but they're going to, this is how the Democrats operate. We're going to do this by 2036, whether we're ready for it or not. All right. 7 minutes after 4, Larry Stevens in the house with us this afternoon, and Rosie Brock and Clint on the phone.
Good day, sir.
What's up?
And happy late birthday to you.
Thank you.
If you guys happen to see the prayer of March 2020.
Yeah, the media did a great job of hiding that from everybody. But, yeah, that was well attended out there in D.C., wasn't it?
Yeah,
yes, it was. And our vice president opened it up with the second lady. Reverend Franklin Graham introduced the VP.
Right.
And he did a great job. And so everybody listening, if you haven't seen it and watch it, you can bring it up. You need to watch that. It was great. Thousands of Christians.
Tens of thousands, Clint.
Yeah, that was, yes, that ma'am. Was a CV. But, you know, I remember in 2009 when the first national Tea Party rally was held on the Mall, and it was packed from the steps of Congress all the way past the Washington Monument. Park rangers estimated it was the biggest crowd since LBJ's inauguration, 1.2 million, and it didn't even barely get a mention in the paper. And supposedly, Obama, his own self, flew over and said, "Whoa, I don't see anybody down there. Whoa."
Yep. Well, Mr. Brudell, I remember you did the first party, I think, in Montgomery for the Tea Party.
I did.
Well, you spoke.
April 15, 2009.
Yes, sir. And you did a great job that day. I was there.
I was proud of that. I was proud of that speech.
You should be.
I remember.
You did an outstanding job.
I remember, and thank you for the call, Clint. My favorite line in that was talking about how I came to Montgomery and I was having lunch at that place, that barbecue place on Zelda that's now closed.
Countries?
And, yeah. We were sitting around Ben Hagler and Rick, and that they told me that the sales tax locally was 10%. I said, but not food, right? Because they don't have sales tax on food. No, everything, 10%.
10%.
So at this rally on April 15th, 2009, I said, "You're supposed to tithe Jesus, not the government." And that got a great reaction from the crowd. Yeah.
That's right.
Sparky.
Yes. My wife informed me that today is the anniversary of the feast of St. Michael throwing the fallen angels out of heaven.
There you go.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
Well, I wouldn't either. She does. Anyway, isn't it a coincidence that... No, my wife says it's no coincidence that this is in God's plan to throw all the fallen angels. Now, the fallen angels, according to Joel, were soldiers. The fallen angels, according to everybody else, are devils. So it shows you how bright he is.
Well.
Right or wrong, right? Fallen angels are devils.
Yeah, they're working for the devil now. They got cast out of heaven because they rebelled against God.
Yeah, and he referred to the...
You are in charge of answering any calls that bring up...
Yeah, Greg, you're being... This is the quietest I've ever not heard you. Anyway...
Larry can answer, too.
I can answer a couple of those questions.
Yeah, Larry, yeah. It's not that I'm not... I believe in God. I mean, give me credit for something, for crying out loud.
Greg, I give you a lot of credit.
Happy hour.
Well, thank you.
Anyway, I hope that the fallen angels on the Democratic side go down tonight. I don't see how they can miss. They got God. God is on our side.
I agree.
All right. Thanks, fellas and girls.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sparks. And, who was that just called?
Soldier Boy.
I'll tell you what. Call back in a few. We got to take a break here. And I don't want you to... maybe that's him calling now. If it is, we'll take the call. You know...
Soldier Boy?
Remember a couple of weeks ago, it was the Atlantic magazine that wrote that whole fake story about Trump calling our buried dead soldiers losers?
Mm-hmm.
Not one of their anonymous sources has come forth to verify that story. But we found this clip this week of Joe Biden talking to soldiers.
Clap for that, you stupid bastards.
Clap for that, you stupid bastards. That's Joe. See, all they do is project. They're always projecting. Red, top.
Larry Stevens.
Yes.
You know what? It took me forever, and I would have never guessed on the chainsaw commercial or the one that you get so angry on.
Yeah, the piece of junk.
I would have never guessed that was you in a million years, and I'll tell you why. I've known you a long time since Bob Robinson Jr. brought me over to HHY when I was at Catholic High in the 10th grade.
Now, that was a long time ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, I knew all the Robinsons because I was at Catholic High, and so... We played football together and all that. But, Larry, I've never heard you have a fit of anger say a crossword ever in my life. So whenever I hear this thing, at first I'm going, who is this guy? He sounds truly angry. And then I hear that it's you, and I'm going, that's Larry Stevens. This is not possible.
Well, you know.
The nicest guy in the world.
Well, Bruce Holding, who's over CTE, and he's, you know, what a great guy, and he came up with the idea for that commercial, so we got in the room and started working one day and put it together, and he's right, you know, everybody, everywhere he goes, people talks to him about it, and so we keep running, we actually updated it, and then I did another commercial for him where I actually used that one line out of there where I yell piece of junk, you know, so it served Mr. Holding and CTE very well, because Steel's a great product, but I've been on the end of trying to start some power equipment and it not wanting to start, and I get, I can get a little angry there and kick it around.
Oh, yeah. I've gone electric on everything. The hell with pulling that cord. That's all I got.
Yeah, listen, some of that new stuff that's electric, it really works well. I got a little thing the other day with it's a trimmer. It's a handheld thing, and it is unbelievable how well it works.
Wow, and that's nice. But I'll tell you, sir, you've let loose a beast that we didn't know existed. So.
There you go.
Enjoyed it, and of course, Greg, always enjoy the show. Hope you're feeling good, buddy. I've been doing my cholesterol busting exercises going up and down the ladder today, by the way. So, and we got a bad accident right here at Bell Road and Atlanta Highway going east. One car slammed the hell out of the other one at a red light and stacked up all the way to the boulevard. Thought I'd let you know.
Appreciate that. We'll be checking in with Skipper here in just a moment. It's 4:15.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Alabama's confirmed coronavirus case count now sits at more than 136,000. The State Department of Public Health reports just over 14,000 of those cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say more than 2,300 people have died. The Alabama Hospital Association is urging Governor Ivey to extend a statewide rule requiring face masks in public. Group President Dr. Donald Williamson says cases of COVID-19 have fallen since reaching a high in the summer. Today, Governor Ivey thanked the Trump administration for supplying the state with 1 million rapid COVID-19 tests. They'll be delivered to the state in phases over the next few months. A historic church and civil rights landmark in Montgomery moving forward with plans to transform the original building into a museum. Mount Zion AME Zion Church has received a second $500,000 grant from the National Park Service. Restoration of the church should take about a year to complete. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryer.
It's our fourth annual truckload sale. And have we got an irresistible offer for you? Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Luke Ryer and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyluke.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyluke.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryer.
License number 84417.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Some really exciting things are happening as September comes to an end and October begins. Tonight's low down to about 53. That's nice. Tomorrow, beautiful day. Sunshine, low 70s. Then on Thursday, we warm up again up to about 80 degrees. But that's before the second cold front arrives. That's got the real deal fall air back behind it. We'll barely make the low 70s on Friday and fall to the upper 40s, I think, Friday night into Saturday morning. And that'll lead to a beautiful October weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Red Top just phoned about a wreck. Let's check it out.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we have light to mostly moderate traffic all over the city. Our busiest spots right now, Fairview Avenue, Norman Bridge Road outbound, and Atlanta Highway outbound from Madison Avenue all the way out to Taylor Road. Getting busy on the 31s, I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery, but no accidents anywhere to tell you about at this time. Get a minimum of a $2,000 trade-in on anything you can ride, roll, chase, or drag on the lot at Reinhardt Prattville. Cars, trucks, SUVs, they're all at Reinhardt Prattville. Cobbs Ford Road for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I'll play this quickly, this Joe Biden clip from the other day.
That's why I made it a priority my entire career to work closely with you. From the time I got to the Senate 180 years ago.
180 years ago. Okay. You wonder. I think that's why the number is going to be huge for this debate, because they're going to be waiting for something that's never been seen at a debate before. And the thing with people that suffer from what Joe does, they can get very short-tempered. So no doubt they've got the meds in, and they're hoping he'll be able to hold it together.
Well, he gets angry when people ask him about his son. You know, and if
you think Trump will bring that up tonight?
I would think so.
I would hope so.
And I would think if you cannot hold your temper over, I mean, it's out there, you know, then answer it.
Now, Biden released his tax returns for last year today. I don't know what they say, but when Trump is asked, he can say, well, for the last 3 years, I haven't made a penny because I've donated every dime back to the United States government.
Well, I was listening to Dan coming in, one of his callers. I think it was Dan. Might have been this morning when I was listening to, when I was out and heard Joey and Jack. But they said, I guess in 2000, the year after 2011, you know, or September the 11th.
Right.
What was that, 19, or 2001.
2001, yeah.
But the next year, everything imploded, and it was in New York City, of course, and Atlantic City, a lot of where, Trump had business. He lost like $300 and some million.
Right.
And, those are the kind of things you don't hear. When you lose that kind of money, I had a really bad year in business. And for the next 3 years, I got a great break because I could bring that loss across those 3 years and help my...
You stay in business and you keep people employed, and that's better for
exactly.
People.
And it's legal. There was nothing illegal about it. But if there's something there you can use legally, and I'm sure he's got the best minds in the world working for him.
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely. All right, we got a bunch of calls. Everybody gets a minute. Foster, starting with you.
Hey, man. I was just listening to the news on hold, and it was, the locals, and they were talking about all the cases, and it's all you hear every time you turn anything on. Well, my fiance and I went last Tuesday. Okay, she'd been sick as a dog for about 6 days. We went over to Baptist South. Went in last Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock, got tested, took 10 minutes. It was really easy. They do tickle your brain.
Yeah.
Our eyes watered for 15 minutes, but she was sick. And hers came back negative, and the next day, this was like Thursday, took 2 to 3 days. Mine came back negative. No symptoms whatsoever, but she was dog sick. She did not have a fever when we got there, but she had been, and we know people has had it, and I don't believe these tests, man.
I agree with you. I mean, they have shut things down over tests that turned out to be false positives. There's been a lot of those.
Yes, sir. And my son lives in Clanton, and he knows a couple, some of their neighbors, and he was sick as a dog. And his came back negative, and his wife's came back positive, and she had no symptoms. So
here's the best test of the year. We had a call earlier this year from a guy. He and his wife went to get tested. They waited in line. They filled out the paperwork, and it was taking forever. So they left. They got called later that day saying they had tested positive, and they never even got tested. Uh-huh. So I think the COVID. I think all of this has been about two words, Donald Trump. That you can debate that till you're blue in the face, but this is part of a much bigger plot. Maybe, maybe not. We'll get to the bottom of it at some point. Foster, thank you for the call. Soldier Boy, thanks for calling back.
Hey, no problem. Hey, Greg, I don't know if you heard last week, Tribeca up in New York, Taylor Swift, she had bought a $15 million property up there, investment from where she lives when she's sitting in New York. There was a shooting outside, and somebody got shot, and there was an armed robbery. Isn't it ironic, the woman who's supporting all this and everything, now she's scared to come out of her apartment.
Too bad, so sad.
I know, and Taylor, she thinks she's like, pulls all this political clout and crap and everything, and they said she owns a lot more other property investments in New York City. Well, I guess she's not too smart, whoever told her to invest those millions, because New York has gone to the crap.
And it's not coming back. Not coming back.
Not
while Bill de Blasio is in office. Thank you for the call.
Well, I can tell you, Taylor Swift is my go-to person when I want to know what to think.
And especially for advice on relationships.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Here's Andy.
Andy?
Tape. Andy.
Andy.
Hello.
Where'd Andy go?
Let's go to Papa B then.
All right. Well, yes, looking forward to this debate, I guess. I think you're right. I think it's going to be, you know, seen. I mean, there are going to be a lot of people tuning in. And it's going to be for the circus factor of it.
Yes.
You know, to see if Joe stumbles. It's not about Donald Trump so much as it is to see, well, can Donald Trump trip him up? At least that's what I'm looking forward to. I don't know. I think pretty much that kind of covers it. And there's so many ways.
Trump can come out, you know, as soon as Joe criticizes Trump for ending the Iran deal, Trump could say, I've had 3 Nobel Peace Prize nominations in the last month. How many did you have in 47 years, you ancient old fart? Thanks for the call, Papa B. We're just tight for time. That's what I don't know of anybody that's had 3 in the same month ever for anything.
Mm-hmm.
There have been people that have been nominated in science or math more than once,
wasn't there somebody or some publication that wanted to get rid of the Nobel Peace Prize
as soon as he was nominated?
It's no good anymore.
This is called TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome, and I've got. In fact, you might want to consider talking to the folks at the fair about adding this attraction.
There is something evil lurking about in the shadows. Something so terrifying, the sound of it will send chills up your spine and put fear in your heart. It is a sound that has driven men and women alike to the brink of insanity, and you may be next. This Halloween, beware of Hillary Clinton in the cackle. It can strike anywhere at any time. No one is immune to the cackle. In theaters this Halloween, The Cackle. Rated PG-17, Republicans not admitted.
She's really got brain damage.
I'll tell you what, send a few people to that.
Oh, that's scary. You know, people are complaining because, you know, President Trump's trying to go on ahead and name someone to replace Ginsburg on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, but Ruth Bader Ginsburg's last wishes were don't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course, we all have to go by that.
Yeah.
Not the Constitution of the United States. But, you know, when Obama was going out of office, it was his, you know, they were already, you know, he opted not to do that. If you remember, there was a vacancy, and they let it go because and the reason for that is I think they really believed that there was no way that they were going to lose that election.
Well, there's a big
Hillary was going to be president. She'd get to choose the
next. There's a huge difference between those two situations. Number one, and I yelled at Fox News. Did you hear me go berserk temporarily this morning?
Yes.
Fox News is on there comparing this year to Obama's appointment of Merrick Garland. He was a lame duck president with the opposition party, a majority in the Senate, so he could have nominated Jesus. Maybe Jesus would have been approved. You never know with politicians. But it was a complete waste of time.
It was a waste of time.
He was a lame duck. He was going to be out of power. Trump could easily win a second term, and I believe he will. But it doesn't matter. There are 29 precedents for this in American history. He's got the majority party in the Senate. He's got a great nominee. This is, as sad and sick as it is, this is all about one thing, abortion. And why this is such a sacred cow to anybody, much less an entire political party, is beyond me.
You know, I'll tell you a quick story. When my mother was pregnant with me, she was told, you're going to have to abort this child. They said, if you go through with this, you're going to die, and your child will be born dead. Back in those days, they didn't know what was coming out at that point. It was 20 years ago, you know. But here I am. And she lived a full life. She lived well up into her 80s before she was taken by lung cancer. But, you know, the fact was my mother stuck to it, and I'm here today, and I'm glad that she did. And yeah. And
there are many people
we are too.
You know, and even then they told her, they said, you're going to have to get rid of the child.
They say, Larry, all the people that are pro-abortion are already alive. Isn't that something?
They don't want to go back and think about beforehand. Well, I have my own views, and we could get into that, and I know that's a hot-button thing. I think we all in this room agree. about abortion. We have the same stand.
Murder.
But, you know, to use it just to get rid of a life, and especially, gosh, I mean, you know, now they're talking about after. Well, you know, my question is, if you can take a life's child, the child of a life right after it's born, why can't you do it when they're 10 or 11?
No, the party that cares.
What's the difference?
They don't, they refuse. They did it in Virginia. They refuse to, and Trump's trying to put an executive order or something out there that says if a baby survives an abortion, it needs to be treated. You can't sit there and dilly-dally about, well, I don't know if I want it. It's got to happen. And if that's the disdain you have for the most innocent of life, how are they going to treat the rest of us? They got plans for us, trust me, as conservatives. 431, we'll be right back.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house, and you got a ton of new stuff coming in.
We have new things coming in and a lot of old favorites. One of our all-time favorites are the hot sauces, the jellies, the jams. Well, now we've got the sprouted flour grits back and the granola, the Vertigo hot sauces, the Alabama Sunshine jellies. We got kudzu jelly. We've got Bordeaux sauces. But if that's not your thing, we've got the silicone cups that'll say Merry Christmas on them this year. Lots and lots of wonderful Christmas decorations, Christmas ornaments, Christmas gifts, because the season is changing. And you know what? If you want to get ready early, you come on, call us at Tucker Pecan, send us a list of your clients, customers, families, friends. We will take care of the rest, and your Christmas shopping is done. We do fundraisers for churches, schools, civic organizations. Call us, we'll send you a price list, and we'll take care of the rest at Tucker Pecan at 350 North McDonough Street, or you can check us out on the web at TuckerPecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
It's the 10 best days of fall. The 67th Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th. It kicks off Friday, October 9th with a salute to our veterans, sponsored by Sam's Club. Active military and retired admitted free with proper ID. This year, due to the COVID crisis, there will be no indoor concerts, but plenty of great local and regional bands playing nightly on our outside stage. Enjoy the Midway with its rides and games, plus all the entertaining outdoor shows like the circus, along with the agricultural exhibits. October 12th is school day. All students, kindergarten through high school, get in for $5 and ride wristbands are just $15. Sponsored by Daryl Bailey and the Montgomery County DA's office. For information on admission requirements during the crisis along with a daily schedule, visit alnationalfair.org or download the fair app from your app store. Advanced tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. The Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th, presented by the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama and Pepsi.
The Alabama National Fair.
Garrett Coliseum and Clearback policy in effect. All state, local, and CDC requirements strictly enforced.
Time for traffic.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have no new accidents in us to tell you about. We do have some congestion. Our busiest spots right now, Taylor Road from Vaughan to I-85. We've got a lot of congestion on Norman Bridge and Fairview Avenue, also Atlanta Highway outbound. Northeast Boulevard very busy, as well as I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pets safe at home and in designated areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You're sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore.
Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
Yeah, in fact, they've already got the guard up in Cleveland, and it's a debate there tonight. Nobody got shot. There's no victim media narrative to it, but the guard is up because the Democrats on the left have only one weapon in their arsenal, destruction. They can't express themselves. They can't win the argument with language, so they're going to try and sell their agenda to us by burning all our stores down. Holy cow.
Makes a lot of sense.
And thanks for waiting. Welcome to Happy Hour.
Hi, Greg. Thank you. Listen, when your Democrat friends express their concern, tell them we certainly share that the next Supreme Court justice will be elected by the next president, but we're pretty sure that the next president is nominating her replacement.
You know, if you remember, last week when this whole thing came down after Ruth Bader Ginsburg's 10-day memorial, they were talking about the next president or the next justice should be installed by the president that's installed in November. Installed is not the word for a president. That's for a washing machine or an appliance. What do they mean by that? I mean, they're talking about this thing going to Congress. Even if that happens, even if the election ends up in Congress, and I'm saying right now I don't think it will, they win because it's one vote per state, and the red states outnumber the blue states. So Nancy Pelosi, take your... What was that joke? She's had so many plastic surgeries that when you kiss her on the cheek, you're really kissing her butt. And thank you for the call.
That.
All right, we have an emergency procedure that needs to be done here in the studio. Our garbage can needs to be emptied.
Oh, wow.
And he's here to do it. But baseball fans, the White Sox behind three homers, have a 4-0 lead on the Athletics in one of the playoffs games happening today. Because I know most of you are thinking,
oh, my God, who the hell cares?
Just trying to take your mind off everything else for just a moment of serenity. Rich's forecast and your local news next. It's 4:38. Greg Goodell, Larry Stevens, and Rosie Brock.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our fourth annual truckload sale.
And have we got an irresistible offer for you?
Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Luke Ryan
and save 20%.
Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit.
Turn to the experts at acbyluquire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyluquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
License number 84417.
This is Billy with AutoSave Tire and Auto. We are constantly getting calls about what we do. Well, we do it all, from oil changes to engines and transmissions. We sell almost all brands of tires, including Michelin, Cooper, Toyo, Nitto, and more. We also do those pesky check engine light and tire sensor lights. So if you need vehicle repair, tire suspension, front end alignment, brakes, water pump, or that pesky check engine light to go off, call us. AutoSave Tire and Auto in Prattville or Montgomery. Or check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The Alabama Hospital Association is urging Governor Ivey to extend a statewide rule requiring face masks in public. Group President Dr. Donald Williamson says cases of COVID-19 have fallen since reaching a high in the summer. Today, Governor Ivey thanked the Trump administration for supplying the state with 1 million rapid COVID-19 tests. They'll be delivered to the state in phases over the next few months. Alabama's confirmed coronavirus case count now sits at more than 136,000. The
The State Department of Public Health reports just over 14,000 of those cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say more than 2,300 people have died. A historic church and civil rights landmark in Montgomery moving forward with plans to transform the original building into a museum. Mount Zion AME Zion Church has received a second $500,000 grant from the National Park Service. Restoration of the church should take about a year to complete. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Some really exciting things are happening as September comes to an end and October begins. Tonight's low down to about 53. That's nice. Tomorrow, beautiful day. Sunshine, low 70s. Then on Thursday, we warm up again up to about 80 degrees. But that's before the second cold front arrives. That's got the real deal fall air back behind it. We'll barely make the low 70s on Friday and fall to the upper 40s, I think, Friday night into Saturday morning. And that'll lead to a beautiful October weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at Brubaker.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
President Trump has restored the idea of America.
Keep America great!
The Dow Jones made history today, closing over 26,000 points for the first time.
This is a standout report.
He's going to bring all these jobs back. Well, how exactly are you going to do that? What magic wand do you have?
Hand me down the walking cane. Hand me down my hat.
I'm going to bomb the out of
them. The collusion delusion is over.
Fake news.
Unbelievable.
So dishonest.
Mr. President. Pardon me, ma'am. Mr. President. Are you?
That's enough. Put down the mic.
So much winning.
Everything he does.
Every day is NASCAR.
Seems to come out right.
Donald Trump, keeper of promises. Mind.
I will fight for you, and I will win for you.
America is winning again. With your help on November 3rd, 2020, can you believe it's right around the corner?
So you ready? Let's go. Let me hear it.
The News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight. A chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
Got a guy in the studio, so happy to see him. And remember, the next time your family says,
"Let's get nuts,"
it's Tucker Pecan. We did that for years on Friday. David Little, it's great to see you.
It's great to see y'all. Thanks,
and you know Larry.
Yeah, good to see you again.
Rosie.
Yes, sir.
Glad to have you with us. So you brought something beautiful with you this afternoon.
Well, you know, people wonder what we do, and you can describe it much better than I probably can. It's a basket chock full of nuts. White
sort of like this radio station. It kind of represents News Talk. Yeah.
No, it goes throughout the station.
One of the questions I wanted to ask, and it's just great to see you, for starters, going back 6 months, it's hard to believe. At times, these months have sort of dripped by. On the other hand, I can't believe that much time. Tell me how Tucker Pecan has navigated shutdowns and limitations and everything else.
Well, when the shutdowns happened, as you well know, state employees left downtown. Federal employees left downtown. Right. A lot of businesses went online, you know, doing Zoom, whatever. Well, we were still there because I'm not going to shut down. I was selling a product, and I mean, I would lock myself inside and wait for people. I even put it on the air. Hey, if you want some pecans, candies, text this number. I'll bring them to you. You know, you do what you have to do. And, you know, we were very fortunate because we have a lot of great customers. We picked up a lot of customers outside that were just friends of ours, people that come by. They'd call and they'd order Easter baskets. They'd order this basket for this and that. So, I mean, you know, we made it, but it was not easy. We're like a lot of the small businesses. You know, we fight for every dollar we make.
Right.
And it was just kind of, it was tough, but great customers and just kind of preparing and knowing what we were going to deal with, but nobody knew it was going to be this long.
Yeah, my buddy Bob Amhauer, we were texting last week, and he said, can you get on the air and tell these businesses to bring their people back to work at the office? Because he's got a new concern at the RSA headquarters building, and again, the lack of downtown traffic has made it tough.
It's horrible. I mean, downtown, we've had one restaurant already close. We've had a lot of other restaurants that have cut out employees because they can't make it. Mm. You know, I think, and I'm just from what I see in the last few, five, six, 7 weeks, what I've seen is we're getting more foot traffic. It's not people coming from out of state. It's local people that are tired of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They are over it. They are ready to go back to life because, you know, We as Americans should not run from things like this. This is nothing. I mean, it's a virus. It's this. It's that. But we all know the cure rate, the survival rate is, you know, I mean, it's almost unspeakable. I mean, it's 99.whatever%.
Yes, the people that have been the greatest at risk are those with comorbidity issues. But if you look at just the COVID as the only cause, and this is not to diminish anyone's death, but it's well over 99.9% until you get over age 79. And I call me a conspiracy theorist, suspicious. I think there's been a lot of political motivation going on. But finally, like Florida, they lost a lot of people. They had issues, but they're wide open again. At some point, life has to continue because the damage this is doing to people. Now, on the other hand, when you want to feel better fast, visit Tucker Pecan. The biggest temptation in going to the Alabama National Fair is walking past your booth with those rows of goodies. What time are you open till today, by the way?
Well, we're open with this stuff going on. We've kind of cut our hours back because, there's nobody downtown. But we're open from 8 to 2, and we're going to start opening up till 3, mm-hmm. probably in another week or two, and then get back to our normal 8 to 4 hours.
Let us know. When you change your hours, we can give you a shout out here.
Well, I appreciate it.
And I can tell you, Tucker's has been such a supporter for the Alabama National Fair. And, you know, it's always great. They not only are out there, but they actually, you know, help sponsor different events and different shows that go on, you know, on the ground. So it's great to have people like that because, you know, it's going to be a tough year for the fair. We're, you know, it's going to happen start a week from this Friday.
Right.
We don't know what to expect from it. You know, no concerts this year, unfortunately. But we're going to have a big stage outside and with entertainment on it. But it's going to be a very different year for us.
Wear your mask. Come out. I mean, if you want to go out and eat, wear a mask.
Yeah.
You know, we should be able to make that choice as people in the United States of America. You know, I all kudos to Santos down in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm all about it. Open it up. Let people do what they need to do. And if you don't feel safe, stay home.
Yeah, I mean,
or we'll bring it to you.
And if you know, if you have a particular problem and you're afraid to get out, and know that if you got this virus, then you know, absolutely
call us. But, I'll bring it to you.
Yeah.
But, David Little from Tucker Pecan, along with Larry Stevens, Rosie Brock. You know Tucker Pecan.
Let's get nuts.
Yeah.
That's where you want to go. And we have a caller, John, who wants to talk to us. John?
Hey, Greg and company.
Hey.
I just wanted to come and chime in about David's business down there. I stopped in a month or so ago to get some gift baskets, and he fixed them up, sent them to my sisters in Michigan. And I just want to say, David, they loved them.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you for your business.
So you can ship out of state.
Oh, yeah. I'll ship anywhere in the continental United States. And usually this time of year, we can turn it around, you know, next day. But, like, that's our big thing is we do a lot of mail order. A lot of businesses will call us and say, hey, I've got a list of 10 people. I've got a list of 400. Can you handle it?
Yeah.
We can
do it. I gave him addresses, and he took care of everything, top to bottom. Really appreciated it.
No, thank you for the business.
Well, I'm going to be giving you some then, too.
Good deal.
I want to send a taste of Alabama out to a few people.
Yes.
They'd love it.
Absolutely.
Actually, I'd also like to do that for a couple of local folks who, Eddie, you know, birthday would be perfect for him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Thank you so much for the call.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it. All right, so currently, though, your hours are 8 to 2?
8 to 2, and then people will call and say, hey, I can't make it till 2:30. I'm going to stay.
All right.
You know, I got to do what I got to do. You've got to do what you have to do in this situation, in this environment. We're not, you know, some of these big box stores that just kind of stay open. And
you know, given the theater that America is going to be watching tonight, I would think that having something yummy from Tucker Pecan handy to grab while you're watching the debate would be optimal.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be, I think it's going to be an interesting show.
Uh-huh. It will. I just love the idea that, as you know, Trump can, Joe will no doubt, how could you destroy that great deal we did with Iran? And Trump can say, I have been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize 3 times in the last month. How many did you get in 47 years in public life, Joe? East of the Rockies.
Hey, very quickly, it's good to hear Larry today. David, thank you for supporting Talk Radio. Guys like me that do service work, we're out riding around. I mean, it's our window to the world, man. We dig it. Let me tell you
one, one of your coworkers was in my neighborhood a couple of days back, and I heard Dan Morris blasting out of the truck.
That's right, man. We're everywhere.
Yeah.
Look, David, my 89-year-old dad loved your product. I used to go stop by and pick up baskets and take it to him. And, of course, he'd fuss about, you know, you spend all that money. At, you know,
yeah,
one of the children of the... Yeah, you know, but he and his 79-year-old girlfriend would sit there and watch Wheel of Fortune and munch on pecans from Tucker Pecans, and he would brag about me, you know, he thought I was out of earshot, but he couldn't hear anything anyhow, you know, and he'd talk loud about it. And so that's one of my fond memories about Tucker Pecan. And we lost Dad here a few years ago, and every time I hear your ad, man, I think about my dad just noshing down on your pecans and having a great time.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about that about your father, but, you know, thank you. I mean, that's the great stories. We've been there almost 60-something years.
Yeah.
And
East, if I make it to 89, there better not be anybody telling me I can't have Tucker Pecan treats.
Or a girlfriend.
If I make it to, or a girlfriend.
You will,
79-year-old girlfriend.
You're going to make sure you do.
Thanks so much for the call, East. David, anything you wanted to add up as we wrap up?
You know, I just thank you for all y'all do because, you know, that's a big part of what we, our business. I have people all the time that will come in that say they hear it on talk radio, hear it on your show. And I think you stick up for the little guy like us.
Absolutely.
You know, we're the guys that are struggling. You know, the small, I mean, a lot of people are struggling. But the small mom and pop companies, whether it be me or whoever, go support them. Go support your small, locally owned restaurants. And you know what? The servers, they need the help. I know people were great during the pandemic. They would go and do pickup, leave big tips. Thank you for all that. Because my son was one of those guys that was a server.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they appreciate it. But, you know, keep doing what you're doing. You know, wear your mask if you want to, if it makes you feel comfortable. But please shop local and shop small.
And one other thing. Blue Water Broadcasting is the little guy.
Yeah.
But we got the big mouth.
And David, you do more than just treats with pecans too. You've got jewelry and
oh yes,
other
ma'am.
Items.
We've got jewelry. We've got some great looking purses. We just got in the other day. A lot of sauces, a lot of seasonings.
Wow.
Great. I mean, there's numerous things in this basket that I brought, and I want you to give this away. Give it to whoever you want to. Any listener. I don't care. I want somebody to have a great treat from Tucker Pecan.
And our winner is Rosalind Ritterbottle.
But, yeah, we've got things other than pecans and pecan candies. And we also, we appreciate the military. We have a military discount. Thank you. And the police. We're full supporters of the police, first responders, because that's who keeps us safe.
Right.
Absolutely. And we appreciate everything.
Thank you for coming by. You must do this more often.
Well, thank you. I'd love to. And I'll bring treats. I even brought y'all some roasted and salted pecans to nibble on.
Ooh.
You don't have to wait for the fair.
I have to do a break. If you can just hold for a moment, I'd like to have a look at those, please. Thank you so much. Any additional info you want to give about website, phone number?
We're located at downtown Montgomery at 350 North McDonough Street. You can check us out on the internet at tuckerpecan.com. Call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
All righty. Thank you so much for coming by today.
Thank you.
It is 4:56. Do you have to go, too?
Yeah, I was going to head back to Elmore County.
Wow, this is...
Adios, muchacho.
...time here on the show. We've got Brad McDonald joining us in a minute. Larry, thank you so much for
coming. Hey, it's fun. I'll be back.
Really? Yes, please. Yeah. A week from today would be nice, if you can make it.
We'll see what's going on next week. I'll try to do that.
Well, we are getting close to fair time.
Yeah, it's...
Just let me know. That door is always open for you.
I got a birthday next week. It might be on Tuesday.
You're
a
Libra,
remember.
Too?
Yeah.
Yeah, it all finally makes sense.
Yeah.
We're both Libras.
So I have a... I don't know. I think it's... When's the 6th? Whatever day the 6th is on. I don't know what day of the week that is.
Let's see. The 1st is Tuesday.
That's it. Yeah,
Tuesday.
Sarah, shoot me if I...
We're going to have to celebrate that.
I need to be available.
We're going to have to celebrate that.
Yeah.
I'll order something great from Tucker Pecan.
All right. Sounds good. I'd love that.
I'll sing happy birthday to you.
Thanks so much, guys. Really appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
I just looked at the calendar, and the month of September is almost over. This is why, when I say it's urgent, if you're looking in the market for a new Nissan, get with Jack Ingram Nissan now, because they've got 0% through the end of September on 9 different models. It doesn't get any better than 0%. Every single payment you make is on principal. So even after a couple of years, if you decide to upgrade, and nobody upgrades better than Jack Ingram Nissan, the whole family of Ingram stores, you're going to have a car that is going to have equity in it, real equity, and you won't be upside down on it. So 0% for qualified customers continuing on 9 different models. Opportunities to buy like the 2020 Nissan Altima 2.5S, $349 a month with zero down. The Kicks SV, that's a 2020 model, $299 a month, zero down. Find out about these opportunities and more. Go to jackingramnissan.com. They will absolutely bring the car to you if you're not able to get by the store. But time's running out on this. 0% in September, jackingramnissan.com. 4:58.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We've got an accident at Atlanta Highway and Bell Road in Montgomery. Expect some delays by that intersection in both directions this afternoon. Watch out for boots on the ground. Up in Wetumpka, Highway 14 at H.H. Robinson Drive. We have an accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. That is a minor accident. Hopefully they'll have that out of the way quickly. All over the area, we have got lights, mostly moderate traffic this afternoon. Busy everywhere. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Everything for fall is at Festival Plaza. Stop by World Finance, River Region Ballet, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClendon Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jane.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. We are a state-licensed drafting company located here in Wetumpka. We draw residential and commercial blueprints for new builds, additions, remodels, or renovations. And that includes those as-builts or building mapping for those projects with no blueprints. So if COVID got you staying at home and you got that fever to remodel the kitchen, the bathroom, or the garage, or even start from scratch, then give us a call and let us draw what you dream. You can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Alignable, or LinkedIn,